Jesus by night, to ask him the way of salvation and light. The Master made answer in words true and plain, he must be born again. He must be born again. He must be born again. I verily, verily say unto thee, he must be born again.
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned to the broadcast again this time. We're picking up our subject, not in the Gospels like we typically do, but a long series of messages, several messages here on the broadcast, dealing with three things that are needed by every person in our community, every person in our state, our nation, and in the world. Three things that are needed by every institution in the world, that of the family, of government, and of the Lord's churches. We've seen here in Proverbs chapter 20, verse number 9, who can say, I've made my heart clean, I am pure from my sin? And the answer is no one. Therefore, because of our great need and the help that we need, that is only found outside of ourselves, not by any self-cleaning, not anybody, any self-purification. The standard of holiness and cleanliness and purity is our Lord Jesus Christ, and we can never meet that standard. So we need something from without us, and that is the very one that is the standard. We need the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. That's a foundational thing for every person. And in this we see that with humility and subjection, as we've taken a look at, that we need this of repentance. And we need repentance individually. If you're under the hearing of my voice and you've not repented of your sins before God, if you've not been saved, rescued from your sins and from the way of the world and of self and depravity of sin in you and in the world, from the wiles of Satan and the wickedness that he is and that he promotes. If you've not been saved, we point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the way, the truth, and the life. He's the Savior that you need. And you're commanded, as the Lord Jesus said from his very lips from the beginning of his ministry, repent ye and believe the gospel. He's saying repent you. He's not saying repent you all. He's saying repent you, repent, and believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ for the salvation of your soul. So individuals are to repent, whether saved or unsaved. The children of God are to repent too for our fault and our failures. We've seen also in this that families are to repent. As Brother Jeremiah tells us about the Gentiles and how the Lord is blessed that we come and we repent about the wicked way of our forebears and such as that, and the way of finding and seeking after God that was just vanity until the Word of God came unto us. And the Lord responds to repentance, and he said he will cause them to know his hand and his might, and they'll know, we will know and do know that his name is the Lord. Brother Jeremiah tells also about the condition of Israel. He said, our fathers have sinned. And so individuals need to repent before God. Families are to repent before God. And then we saw in this that in those institutions, communities, states, and nations are to repent before God. And our nation is a wicked nation. There may be many that say, oh, this is the land of the free and home of the brave, Brother Jim. This is America. We're a Christian nation. Does a Christian kill babies and allow it? Is a Christian overrun with drugs and dope and drink and altering spirits of mind? Does a Christian nation support wickedness and gambling and things that push in and presume upon the working of God in all things. Is that the definition of a Christian nation? Does a Christian nation, as they rebuild their monuments, take the word of God off the monuments and those remodels? Is it a Christian nation that takes away reference to the Bible and any reference to the Bible in the judicial and court system is just pushed away? Is that a Christian nation? I tell you what, we are not a Christian nation. We are a wicked nation with millions of innocents killed and treachery in our world and just depravity for the sake of the love of money. We have gone down a terrible, terrible road, and we need to repent. Proverbs chapter 14, verse number 34, righteousness exalteth a nation, and it'll exalt a state, and it'll exalt a county, and it'll exalt a city. But the Lord says sin is a reproach to any people. Whether it be the individual, sin is a reproach to an individual, a family, a community, a county, a state, a nation. And I tell you what, we need to repent of our sins before God. We need to, our leadership needs to repent of our sins before God. The people of our land need to repent of our sins before God. And so we started here in Daniel chapter 9, where we see the attitude of Daniel, a man saved, a man greatly beloved by the Lord. He's a sinner, just like the rest of us, but his reputation, as recorded in the scriptures, is without fault, without rebuke. And he is a man that desires the Lord. And he says even in this passage that he is confessing his own sins before the Lord. But I want us to see and hone in on this again, and we'll read the entire passage, to see how Daniel, a righteous man, yet a sinner, saved by the Lord. We know that he has transgression in his life, although none are mentioned in the scripture. But when it comes to what brought them to that Babylonian captivity as a nation, Daniel doesn't steer away from it and said, Daddy did wrong, and our granddaddy did wrong, and our great-great-granddaddy did wrong, and we're just bearing it. But you know what he says? He uses the word we. In Daniel chapter 9, verse number 1, in the first year of Darius, the king of the son of Hasuerus, of the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the numbers of the years, whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. You know why? Sin was a reproach to Jerusalem. Sin was a reproach to Judah and to Israel and the divided kingdom. Verse number 3 of Daniel 9, and I set my face unto the Lord. See, he sought the face of the Lord to seek by prayer and supplications, which is what we need to do with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. And I prayed unto the Lord my God and made my confession and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant of and mercy to them that love him. And as a nation, we've not loved him. As a community, we've not loved him. We give lip service to God. But you know how God knows that we love him is when we obey him and knowing what he has said in his word. Daniel says, O Lord, you're great and dreadful. You keep the covenant of mercy to them that love you and that keep your commandments. Keep his commandments. Verse number 5. We have sinned, Lord. As a nation, we have sinned and committed iniquity and done wickedly and have rebelled, even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgments. And we've done it. We've done it in our nation. We've done it in our states. We've done it in our counties. We've done it in our communities. We have sinned, committed iniquity, done wickedly, rebelled, and departed from the precepts and from the judgments of the Lord. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servants, the prophets, that bore the word of God, which spake in thy name to our kings and our princes and our fathers and to all people of the land. And so he said, you brought your word unto us. You warned us, and we've not listened. We've not hearkened. Listen and obey. That word hearken encompasses those two things, to listen and to obey, to perform what is being spoken. O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces. And I honestly, that's what we have now in regards to this COVID-19 pandemic, is we've got confusion of face. Our leadership has confusion of face. There's strong delusion indeed at hand with this, because there's not a listening to the facts. There's not a listening to the numbers. And we are destroying ourselves financially as a nation. O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces, as at this day, to the men of Judah, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and unto all Israel that are near, and that are afar off, through all the countries whither thou hast driven them, because of their trespass that they have trespassed against thee. I tell you what, we need repentance in our communities, amongst our leadership, amongst the citizenry of our nation. Verse number 8, O Lord, to us belongeth confusion of face. Daniel says, we've got it coming. And look here, child of God, Daniel does not disassociate himself from the nation, but he says us, and he says we, and we know he's a righteous man. He's not perfect, but he's a righteous man. He says, O Lord, to us belongeth confusion of face, to our kings, to our princes, to our fathers, because we have sinned against thee. And that's what's going on with our leadership today. Confusion of face. Don't know which way to go. Don't know which way to reason. To the Lord our God belong mercies and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. Neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws, which he set before us by his servants, the prophets. Yea, all Israel have transgressed thy law, even by departing, that they might not obey thy voice. Therefore the curse is poured out upon us, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, because we have sinned against him. Hear those words. Are those words applicable today? I believe that they are applicable today. Sin is a reproach to any nation. And he hath confirmed his words which he spake against us, verse 12, and against our judges that judged us by bringing upon us a great evil. For under the whole heaven hath not been done as has been done upon Jerusalem. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this evil has come upon us, yet made we not our prayer before the Lord our God. Is it a Christian nation that pushes prayer out of schools, that pushes prayer unto Jehovah God out of the public place, that the name of Jesus Christ just causes people and authority to tear their shirt? Is that a Christian nation? We may have at one time been a Christian nation, but we are not Christ-like whatsoever in this day. And may God help us. Child of God, may we get on our knees and pray that our Lord would forgive our nation of our transgressions against him. Yet there in the midst of verse 13, yet made we not our prayer before the Lord our God, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand thy truth. Therefore hath the Lord watched upon the evil and brought it upon us. For the Lord our God is righteous in all his works that he doeth, for we obeyed not his voice. And now, O Lord God, that hast brought thy people forth out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand and hast gotten thee renown as at this day, we have sinned, we have done wickedly. How do you think that compares to us? How do you think that compares to our nation? I tell you what, we're not the nation of Israel, and we don't replace the nation of Israel. Don't buy into that false doctrine. But we are a nation, and sin indeed has been a reproach to us. May we repent of our sin and our transgression before God as a nation. If we do not, we are doomed indeed. If our leadership does not repent of their sins before the Lord, if we as a nation, our communities, if our state, the state of Kentucky, we do not repent of our sins before God, we are doomed to destruction indeed. And may God help us. May God forgive us. God forgive America. God forgive Kentucky. God forgive our localities. God forgive us and be merciful unto us. I see our time is past for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.